The Yankees looking to snap a 7-game skid. They take on the Angels in the Bronx on Wednesday. Our game is scoreless in the bottom of the second, but not for long.
Here's Gregorius, and Nolasco deals. High fly ball, right field, down the line. Did he get it? Yes, he did. See ya. A 2-run home run for Didi. 2-0 Yanks.
Didi, Gregorius. I mean, talk about hot coming back.
High fly ball, deep left field. There it goes. See ya. Game tied at 2.
Maldonado. 2 for 2, double, home run. That 2-run homer right there is 6th on the year. Ties this game up.
Driven out to right field. There's another blemish. See ya. 3-2, Yankees lead.
A go-ahead blemish home run. Said about the numbers, Matt Holliday. Over 402 homers in his career against Nolasco. 15th home run on the year.
That one is driven out to left center field. Going back is Maven, looking up, and it's off the wall. 1-run scores. Headley will score. It's a big 2-run double for Romine as he comes through again, and the Yankees lead 5-2. Soft ground ball, going to be a tough play. Escobar has no play. It's a base hit, an RBI. Yankees lead 6-2.
Well, a little squibber. Aaron Hicks and the Yankees will take it.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 103 miles an hour. And the Yankees' 7-game losing streak is over. So Chapman retires all three that he faces, and the Yankees win this one by a score of 8-4.
The Yankees were thrilled to avoid post-game questions about an 8th consecutive loss, which was not to be, as their losing skid is done at 7, as they took care of the Angels on Wednesday by an 8-4 score. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
It's been a frustrating week, there's no doubt about it, especially with the way we've lost some of these games. But you get a good performance out of Montgomery, and you get a good performance, a really good performance out of Romine tonight, and it's over. Thought his curveball was excellent tonight, again, and... You know, he made a mistake with a high changeup, but that was all he gave up. He got back on track and was almost able to get through the 6th, but, you know, I went to Green, and then Green did an outstanding job as well. He stepped up big in Gary's absence. He does a great job with our pitching staff. He's contributed offensively. He's done a really good job, and it's, you know, it's not easy because he was playing every day, and he was having a lot of success offensively playing every day, and then he went back to the, you know, playing once every 3 or 4 days, and it was good to see him have a big night. Big bat in the middle of the order that is extremely productive, grinds out at bats, brings an attitude every day, expects big things from himself every day. So I think he's been really big on the field, but also in that clubhouse. I think Greeny's a guy that you can use in a lot of different situations, but, you know, you have to give him – you know, you don't want it to happen too fast. And this is a guy that has yet to pitch 2 days in a row for. So I'll see how he feels tomorrow and see where he's at. You know, Shreve is another guy I could use in that situation. You know, you get Adam back and you can use him. But right now, I mean, Green did the job today. We'll see about tomorrow.
The Yankees send Luis Severino to the mound Thursday. He'll be opposed by Jesse Chavez.